Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone is Rich Isaacson, who is Special Agent and Public Information Officer with the Detroit Field Division of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Good evening, Rich. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. Some work with the DEA today to make illegal, to ban the chemicals used to make K2. Tell me about what went on today.
Well, today, the emergency scheduling of the five most prevalent chemicals used on what's frequently called the K2 and the spice products were made illegal. There was an emergency scheduling done which made these five chemicals illegal, made them Schedule 1s. So these have no legitimate medical purpose. And these were, you know, we made these Schedule 1 substances because there's been a lot of evidence of emergency room physicians and reports of abuse of these products. And so that's why these five chemicals were made illegal today. And this is only a 12-month emergency scheduling ban. And during that 12-month time frame, this is a temporary ban, and during that 12-month time frame, the Department of Health and Human Services will do some further study and determine whether or not these should be permanent bans or if this emergency measure should be revoked.
Okay. Could you tell folks what Schedule 1 narcotics are and what we might be familiar with that is Schedule 1 and how they get classified that way?
Yeah, Schedule 1 drugs, you know, the Controlled Substance Act, there's actually five different schedules, with Schedule 1 being what you might consider the most serious, the ones that have no medical use and have high potential for abuse. And then like a Schedule 2 would be maybe prescription drugs that have very limited medical use and also highly addictive, and then work your way down the ladder. So in it, an example of a Schedule 1 drug would be ecstasy, heroin, marijuana in the federal government. Schedule 2 drugs would be cocaine, because believe it or not, cocaine does have some limited legitimate medical basis. And OxyContin would also be a Schedule 2.
Now, what is K2 by label? What is it?
Well, it's a good question. Over the last couple of years, there have been these organic products, and they look like marijuana, but they've been marketed in professional packaging and labeled right on these packages, labeled not for human consumption, labeled as use for incense. But that was kind of with a wink and a nod. Everyone knew that people were smoking these products, these herbal products, to get high. And what they are, they're organic material, herbs and plant material that are sprayed with chemicals. And when smoked, the effects of these drugs would mimic, in a lot of ways, marijuana. So they're called synthetic cannabinoids. And these chemicals were never meant for human use.
And what happens when you smoke these chemicals? And so I'm guessing that the weed or the plant material, the herb-like material, is simply a delivery device for it.
Well, that's right. They're synthetic cannabinoids, if you will, and so the effect would be very similar to marijuana. But also, they're not controlled, and so they have the potential to be even much more potent than some of your marijuana, just because there's no control. They're not meant for human consumption. So there is real, you know, there's no way of really knowing what you're getting. And you don't really know what chemical is being sprayed on. That's the reason these five chemicals are being emergency scheduled today, is because all five of these products are used at different times. And when a person smokes some of these synthetic marijuana-type products, and Spice and K2 are kind of like brand names, if you will. There's other so-called brand names. I know in the Detroit area, there's a brand that goes by Red X Dawn or Red Dawn X, and so there's a lot of different brand names, if you will. But basically, these are all plant materials that are sprayed with these synthetic cannabinoids.
Now, by banning the chemical, that just makes the chemical illegal. People are still going to be able to get a hold of it? I mean, I'm asking the question.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see exactly how this plays out. Certainly, I mean, when people are buying these products, they don't really know one chemical from the other. They don't know what these products are sprayed with. And I suspect a lot of these businesses that are selling these products, they don't know what chemical is sprayed on them. It's not like it says right on their package exactly, you know, what chemical is sprayed on this plant material. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this takes effect. I would suspect that legitimate businesses would probably not want to sell any of these products if they're unsure what chemicals are sprayed on these products. And, you know, from a drug education perspective or parental perspective, you know, I think we should all be, you know, pretty interested in how this plays out, because what's happened over the last couple of years is people think that maybe this is not that dangerous. If these things are not illegal, that may lessen a perception of risk that a young person might have regarding these substances. And if their perception of risk is lessened, they're more likely to fool around and experiment with it. And so hopefully we're getting the message out that these chemicals are dangerous, and you know, now the fact that they are illegal will help and get that message out.
Well, I have to tell you, Rich, it is confusing. I when I drive to the studio, a lot of times I go through East Lansing, and I'll pass stores with a sign in the window that says K2 for sale here. So, you know, one would you make the assumption if you're driving by and you see that in the window that somehow it's legal to buy that there.
Well, we've got a lot of issues in the state of Michigan. I mean, we see all these billboards with medical marijuana, too, and it is confusing because you got young people thinking marijuana is legal when it's not. And so that's a whole other issue. But certainly, I suspect you'll see less of these K2 spice advertisements, you know, in the community. Now, but this is kind of the major trend in our state and in our society right now, is these synthetic drugs where the chemists are trying to stay one step ahead of the law. Like, I'm sure right now there's chemists out there trying to determine, okay, these five chemicals are now illegal. What else can we spray on these? What other chemical could we use to get ahead of this law or circumvent this law? As these designer drugs become more prevalent, it's a real issue we have in our societies, are the chemists trying to stay one step ahead of the law.
And how do you see, like, I guess you mentioned a minute ago, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Your hope is that by banning these chemicals and there being, I assume, if they're banned, there's some punishments that are going to come along with possessing them and using them, that this will kind of, you know, drop things down a bit in this area.
Well, that's certainly the goal, is so that these products will not be sold any longer, because there are numerous examples and there's a lot of evidence across the country where there have been people had very negative effects from these drugs, ended up in emergency rooms and had accidents. So you know, this is something that's not done easily. There's a lot of products that are abused that don't ever come to this point. So the sheer number of people that are experimenting with these synthetic cannabinoids is very large, and that's why it came on the radar screen of the federal government that something needed to be done.
Well, during this 12-month ban, I assume then, as you said, different agencies will be watching along with the DEA, of course, and hopefully get the ban, make it a permanent ban, which is what you'd like to see, I assume?
Well, I mean, we want to see the right thing happen. So if, you know, the United States Department of Health and Human Services, after their study, if they determine that these are, in fact, seriously as dangerous as we suspect they are, and then they're going to recommend that these should be permanently controlled and made a Schedule I substance. And so, you know, I guess what we're hoping to do is just get good research so we have a good answer, so, you know, that we can do the right thing here. And certainly all the evidence at this point points to the fact that these are dangerous chemicals, so hopefully, you know, we get some good research.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to chat with me about it, because, as I said, it gets confusing when you drive down the street and you see it advertised in the window and then you hear how dangerous it is. So I think information is power, and the more correct information we have out there, the better off we all are.
Well, certainly.
I thank you. Thank you so much, Rich.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You
Rich,
too.
We've been speaking with Rich Isaacson, who is a special agent and public information officer with the Detroit Field Division of the DEA. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.